down. How's it feel to be healthy again and back out there?
I'm just excited to be out there with my teams, be right around the team. It's just like, it's fun being back out there.
What was it like going through what you had to last fall?
It was tough sitting out, watching all my teammates play and not being able to be a part of and all the hard work that I had put in. But it's good to be back out there with all the young guys.
You think in the end, with Jimbo, Schmitty, Elko, this will end up being a blessing?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. They put me in the right position to be great. And I'm loving the new culture around here.
What was it that ultimately brought you back? You said, okay, I'm going to come back for another senior season. What was it?
I felt like I had more work to do. I wasn't finished yet, and I didn't get to do my senior year, and I had a lot more to prove.
When did that decision ultimately come through? Was it pretty instantaneous, or was it a process?
Once I wasn't able to come back for my senior year, I like I couldn't play, so I had to come back.
When did you know that?
Probably about mid-season.
With the coaching change, did you have any second thoughts about that, saying maybe I should transfer or go somewhere else?
No, sir. I'm just trusting the plan. I feel like everything happens for a reason.
When you're on that field with the Rose Bowl, what's going through your mind when that injury happens there in the open?
I really didn't think it was nothing serious until I got to the sideline, but I was just thinking like it was like a little nick and I was going to be able to come back the next game, but it wasn't like that.
Are you back to your old self?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to fly around.
How does this defense kind of differ in what your role is at safety?
I'm more of like the old head in the room now, and all the younger players look up to me. It's just fun, like being able to tell, like give advice, and be like the older, giving a lot of leadership. It's just fun out there.
What's some of the advice you give
them? Just let's stay on their toes. Like, be what you're supposed to be. You know, don't let no coaches tell you nothing bad. Just stay in the right place.
Elka's 4-2-5 is centered a little bit more around you than Chavis's nickel version. Is that correct?
It's still the same basic scheme.
So why would you think the results then would be different this year?
Sir,
because last year, A&M had a tendency to give up a lot of big plays in the passing game. So if the schemes are about the same, then
we're more focused in. We're paying more attention to details.
Is it because and they got you back?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it's a plus to have me back.
I don't know if saying you have a lot to prove, but how do you feel going into the season in terms of, you know, kind of making a name for yourself once again here in this program?
Could you repeat that, sir?
You know, in terms of, you feel like you have a lot to prove, mm-hmm, this final season, given another season and playing? Do you have a lot to prove?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How so?
Because I wasn't able to play my senior year, and, like, I had high expectations, and now I want to actually live up to those. Coming off a good sophomore year and junior year, I want to live up to that my senior year.
What do you think of Derek Tucker?
Oh, he's a hell of a player. He's athletic, and he's just different.
And what kind of impression did he make on you last year when you're having to watch and see him?
I was kind of upset that I didn't get to play with him right away because I seen the energy and how much fire he had behind how he played, and I'm just excited to play with him this year.
He play like you in a lot of ways?
Oh, yeah, we both real physical and aggressive. Yes, sir.
What would you say is the biggest difference playing under this staff versus the last year?
Could you repeat that?
So, for you, what do you feel like is the biggest difference? Obviously, a lot of changes with the coaching staff, mm-hmm, pretty much almost a complete overhaul. So, what do you feel like are some big differences playing now under this coaching staff versus the last one?
It's more attention to details. We're just a little bit more focused in.
What are some of those details you'll talk about?
Details? Like, just being where you're supposed to be, like alignment and assignment.
So, what is it like being the old head in the locker room?
Oh, just a lot of advice, just a lot of advice. A lot of people asking, like, how this go, how that go.
A lot of wisdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything else?
What can you tell us about Elko? Because he's pretty much your position.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's very smart. He's very smart and attention to details, too. He pays a lot of attention to details.
How much of that advice did you learn sitting on the sidelines last year, and how much did you learn from the season off getting to watch the game?
Just made me grind harder. I just ready to be a part, just ready to play.
Good. All right, Donald.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Donald.